Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
720 WGN, I'm John Landecker all day. It's Giving Tuesday, and that continues right now as we discuss Almost Home Chicago with Mel Tillman, who's the board president, and Ann Williams, the director of media outreach. Mel, tell me what your organization does. What does Almost Home Chicago do?
Absolutely. Thank you for the question. So Almost Home Chicago is a grassroots community outreach organization for those facing homelessness. So our unsheltered folks in the southwest suburbs, as well as those facing food insecurity or extreme financial hardships for the Oaklawn and surrounding neighborhoods.
Well, we certainly hear about the trials and tribulations of Chicago residents in that area. I'll direct this to Ann. What are some of the steps that Almost Home Chicago has taken to solve some of the problems that Mel just referenced?
Well, we've recently opened a stone soup kitchen, which is a soup kitchen in our location in Oaklawn that anyone can come in and get a meal on a Saturday. And there's no requirements for anything. You can come in, get a hot meal, warm up, and just basically socialize with people around you. And we also give out toiletries and ways to keep you warm. So like gloves, hats, anything we can to keep homeless people safe.
Mm-hmm.
We also have food pantries in the area where I believe we're down to one now, where they're like little free libraries, but with food in them. So anybody can stop by who's hungry and get something to eat. We also do Narcan outreach. So we do overdose prevention outreach. And because sometimes you end up on drugs and on the streets, and it's important to know how to stop an overdose from happening. And so we do a lot of training. We do a lot of Narcan distribution. And then we also just do sometimes drive for clothing, and we do something called bus stop lovin', which is we leave hats, gloves, scarves, anything that can keep a homeless person warm in the winter in a bag with a note saying this was left here for you specifically, so don't feel bad about taking it, to help because that way people know that nobody just left it behind. It was specifically clean and left for them to take and to keep them warm in the winter. Mel, I don't know if you want to add anything.
We did just have a program we ran, a partnership with Jewel, one of the local Jewel grocery stores around us, for a program called Share the Loaf. We have a lot of individuals that we call our friends. Basically, our clients are our friends, and they were unable to make it thus far to Stone Soup Kitchen or to any of the mini pantries. So Share the Loaf partnership with Jewel is to bring freshly baked bread to altogether. We did 18 households over the course of 8 weeks. 127 loaves of bread baked by Jewel and delivered by some of our kind volunteers.
What got you to the position that you're in now? What was the motivation to start and work for Almost Home Chicago?
Sure. And if you don't mind, I'll start there. I just have to say our founder and fearless leader, Sarah Galvin, started Almost Home with all hearts in 2015, literally panhandling on the corner of streets to raise the money she needed to even start this not-for-profit. And it's kind of how we all find ourselves being almost magnetized to the efforts behind Almost Home. I have a lot of overdose loss in my family. I myself have experienced homelessness, as have numerous family members. And those trials and tribulations are just very personal for myself, and I know for most of the Almost Home staff. So I've been following Sarah's story for years, and finally had the opportunity this past year to really jump in with both feet and help her get her organization to where she wants it to be.
So you really have a background that specifically qualifies you for what you're doing right now, because you went through it.
Exactly. Life experience, yeah. And then we all bring our professional skill sets, and we just make things happen.
How about donations? I'm sure you could use some. How do we get what we have to you?
The best way to get donations to us is by going to our website, almosthomechicago.org. There's a donate button on the website. You can also follow us on social media on Facebook. We do a lot of donation drives, and we do a lot of ways you can help. So if you're not necessarily interested in donating money, and you instead want to donate your time, or you want to help out in the soup kitchen, we post opportunities for that. But the best way is honestly just going to our website and our social media and checking it out. And if you believe in our mission and what you're seeing and you want to help, there's a donate button, and you can just donate from there.
We are in the holiday season, which is a celebration for some and for others a hardship. Do you have anything specifically planned to take on the problems of the holiday season?
We do, actually. So there's a couple ways I hope that we can, you know, make a difference this holiday season. So one of the programs that we're going to be doing is for those folks who would like to get a bit more involved and actually collect items and not necessarily financial contributions. So we're going to have a program that will be announced on Wednesday called 31 Days of Giving. And it's kind of like a reverse advent calendar. Each day or, you know, throughout the week, collect the items that, you know, are really low or go off of our shelves just so quickly within the pantry. And collect it, and we have a full basket all prepped and a picture of what it'll look like when it's all done after the 31 days, and hoping that obviously the more people that participate will really get to fill some shelves and make this holiday season a little bit easier for some of our friends of Almost Home, as well as we're doing a couple Adopt a Friend programs. So we work really closely with a couple sober living homes in the area, and we collect Christmas lists from all of the residents that are staying in those homes during this time. And really whatever's on that list, we're going to try to get. And we leverage our supporters pretty heavily for that. We just did a couple rounds of like 30 different guys got adopted by some of our supporters.
Oh, that's great.
And then we have the Share Your Heart Memorial, which I know holidays are really difficult for anybody that has lost family members to the overdose, opioid overdose specifically. And we have a each month we have this program, Share Your Heart Memorial. You can submit a Share Your Heart story, basically, about a loved one that you've lost. And we put their name on a little wooden heart, and we put it in a shadow box that's displayed in our office each day.
Wow. Well, you certainly are, as they say, stepping up to the plate to lend assistance to those in need. Well, Mel Tillman, board president, and Ann Williams, director of media research for Almost Home Chicago, you are to be commended for your good works, and thank you so much for sharing the information with us here at WGN.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Let's go to Dave Bennett now for the Northwestern Basketball pregame show. Dave!